Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you to Japan and Korea for raising this as a priority topic. The United Kingdom agrees with the importance of considering emissions of the vehicle throughout its whole life cycle, but we think it's very important to be clear and understand what we are trying to achieve if we are to set up an informal working group. As the Vice Chair discussed, what are the aims of any outputs and who is the audience for any outputs? We do agree with creating an informal working group to discuss these items further. However, as others have mentioned, we do not think the aim of any informal working group output at this time should be regulation. The first step should be exchanging further information and understanding the feasibility of developing any harmonised guidance for LCA. And that will be a difficult activity to achieve in itself. Only once that feasibility is better understood, then we could perhaps consider non-regulatory guidance, such as a mutual resolution, as a task for the group. Finally, as some of the other CPs, contracting parties have mentioned, we expect this will require further expertise from outside of the normal GRP participation. I think that was clear from the workshop on Tuesday where we invited some external expertise. Thank you.